Welcome back. It's Sunday morning, and this is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. I'm Kate Doherty with my co-host, Keely Reger, and we are delighted this morning.
Crazy excited.
Mm-hmm. To have Suzanne Faber from Monument, Colorado on with us. She has a master's degree in public health, and she's a certified nutritionist. She also happens to be one of our best friends, and we adore her. She's been here to the Tri-States for Rhinestones and Rodeo. Mm-hmm. And actually, she I, by total accident, found her. She had a business card at one of the NDSC conventions, and I called this lady years ago when we started Downcountry, so back in 2011. And in the process, she started asking, well, what are you doing and why are you doing it? And I explained that I wanted to get the president of the NDSC at that time to come to the Tri-States, Jim Faber, and come here. And I had no idea who this random business card woman I called, because it was about Juice Plus I was calling to check about. Mm-hmm. And anyway, she said, oh, he hasn't returned your phone call yet? And I said, no, he hasn't. And she said, don't worry, darling, he'll call you tonight. I'm married to him. And that started my relationship with Suzanne. But anyway, she is an amazing advocate. She's the mother of four fabulous kiddos, and she is a great wife. She's a fantastic friend. She's a national speaker, and she works with people one-on-one in all things related to gluten-free diet, healthy living, and again, she's got her master's in public health and is a certified nutritionist, but now I'm going to be quiet because I need to be. And Suzanne, tell these people your amazing story as they all fall in love with your beautiful accent.
No pressure, right?
No pressure, right.
Okay, so my son, Alex, who has Down syndrome, is now 15, and when he was three, and my youngest son was 15 months old, we had gone to the Down syndrome convention, which was in Anaheim that year, which is 2005. And about maybe 10 days after we got back, the two boys started throwing up and just were very, very sick. And I'd taken them to the ER and, you know, not had much success. And luckily, our pediatrician says, I don't think it's anything, but head to the ER anyway. So we went to the emergency room and were very blessed by a particular doctor who realized very quickly that this could be E. coli. And pretty much saved Alex's life in particular.
Wow.
Oh, dear me. Mm-hmm. Because you have to treat E. coli a certain way, and his kidneys were beginning to shut down. And so if he hadn't recognized early on what the problem was, he would have loaded Alex up with fluid, which would have just caused more and more damage to him. So long story short, the two boys got E. coli poisoning from a picnic that we had been to after the Down syndrome convention when we got back here, from a hamburger patty that had been infected with E. coli. And the spatula that put the hamburger on the grill was the same spatula that took that hamburger off the grill, thus reinfecting the meat. Mm. I fed it to my two boys. William, my youngest one, who was 15 months, was in the hospital for 2 weeks. Alex was in the ICU for 6 weeks and was on death's door for most of that time. He had seizures. He had a stroke. He was intubated. All of his systems began to shut down. But I never gave up hope. And I was there by his bedside the whole time. And I think if your kidneys shut down for 4 weeks straight, they then kind of class you as end-stage renal failure. Alex's kidneys began to kick in very slowly 2 days before they were about to declare him end-stage renal failure.
Whoa.
Anyway, after we got him better, we talked to a number of different specialists, and one of them was from Seattle, a specialist in E. coli in small children. And looking at all of his details, she's like, because of the severe damage to his kidneys, he is 95% likely to need a kidney transplant when he reaches puberty. So that's kind of what we were dealing with. And by this point, when we'd done all this, it was 2006. So I thought, well, I better figure out how to keep my kid as healthy as possible, because he cannot handle fighting things that don't do his body good or that his kidneys can't clean out. I've got to keep him as healthy as possible. And like so many children with Down syndrome, he beforehand had had major problems with constipation. We had didn't know better, and we'd had him on Miralax, and it just got worse after the E. coli. The poor kid was just, his gut was a complete and utter mess. And we had had some blood work done in 2007 that had a slight anomaly. One of the, they tested at the time an IgG level for gluten, and that number was over 100. But they still said that that was a false positive and didn't mean anything, and he didn't have celiac disease. Roll on 3 years, his still gut was a mess. We had the same blood work done, the same results. And finally, I got sent to a different gastroenterologist, and she again said, yeah, no, it's meaningless. So I said, well, could you at least test his genes to see whether he even has the celiac genes? He comes back with two of the celiac genes. And I'm like, you know what? I'm taking him off gluten. And so I took him off gluten for 3 months, and we retested him. And that number that had been over 100 for 3 years came back at 7.
Wow.
And, holy yeah, sense. I was like, okay, surely, Mrs. Doctor, this will tell you that Alex should not be on gluten.
Right. Doctors are not always right.
And even then, she's like, well, yeah, maybe, you know, maybe you should limit it. I didn't get a clear answer. You know, if he goes to a party, you don't want him to feel bad that he's not having pizza and everybody else is. So, you know, he can have pizza. And, we had gone out as a family to our Natural History Museum. They were doing a thing, and they had food. In the their food as part of it, and Alex and I ate something within about 20 minutes, because at this point I was also gluten free. About 20 minutes, I could feel my stomach hurting, and I'm like, "Uh-oh, I think Alex and I just had gluten." And literally the next morning, this is more graphic than you want to know. He's standing in the kitchen, and he just has diarrhea all over my kitchen floor. And the reason that I remember this so vividly is at the time I had hardwood floors that had little grooves in them.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't need to say any more than that. I don't have grooves in my kitchen floor anymore, because cleaning up stuff like that is not fun. So that clued me in 2011 that my kid needed to be gluten-free, no matter what the doctors were trying to tell me, because he didn't test positive for celiac disease. And then, you know, over time, we have hiccups. He'll eat something when I'm not looking. And my whole family now understands that if Alex eats gluten, 2.5 days later, he's going to get in trouble at school. Because it goes through the blood-brain barrier. It impacts his behavior. He really gets to a point where he just cannot control how he's responding to things. And then we get into trouble at school.
What a
and
great find.
Every single time that it happens. And this is a kid that is not positive for celiac disease.
And you know what? I cannot wait to talk more about
this.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some questions.
So, all right. We are already coming to the close of the first segment of Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. We'll be right back.
Branching Out LLC, a premier lawn and landscaping service that can meet all your residential and commercial needs. Regardless of the season, Branching Out offers a service for maintenance-free outside living. Branching Out takes the time to listen to your needs and ensure it's done correctly the first time. If you're not satisfied, Branching Out is not satisfied. To contact Branching Out, call 573-501-0760 or visit them at www.branchingoutllc.com.
Don't you think it's time for a financial advisor who takes time to explain things? Brad Kurz, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, does. Investing can seem complicated. That's why he takes time to listen, understands your needs, and explains without jargon. Experience the Edward Jones difference. Contact Brad today, 573-221-1302. That's 221-1302. Making time to take time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568. 217-617-3568 or visit Downcountry on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child. Welcome back, everyone. This is Hashtag Everyone, talking about Hashtag Everything. And we have Suzanne Faber with us today, a master's degree in public health, a certified nutritionist, and more important, a parent. And she's been telling us her story of her son and what they've gone through after having an E. coli incident, and he almost shut down his kidneys. And but further, he is now 15. And Suzanne, I don't think you touched on that, but doctors essentially said that he would need a kidney transplant, 95% chance of needing a kidney transplant if he were managed to hit teen years. But I also know at one time you said the doctors also told you they didn't expect him to live past the age of 13 because of the seriousness of what he'd been through. But again, so as she's been stepping us through this journey, he still doesn't test positive for celiac. It is something that I think a lot of people don't understand, is it's difficult to test positive for celiac. But also, Alex has, if he eats gluten, will have behavioral issues at school. The whole family is on it. And Keely, there.
Well, and I just, when you said that, I'm like, oh, I love that, because I think there's so many things out there that can cause kids to have these behavioral reactions, and most of the time we don't tie the two together. So I would love for you to talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, for the longest time I was a bit out there on this assumption of mine. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until a bit later that Dr. Mark Hyman and Dr. Perlmutter started really talking about the gut-brain barrier and how gluten in particular, but many different foods, impact the intestinal lining, and you get gaps forming in the intestinal lining, which is called leaky gut. And so food particles go through the gut lining into the bloodstream. And as you know, blood goes all the way through the body, through the brain, and then it impacts the cells in the brain. So when you think about it that way, it is a no-brainer that if you're ingesting something that is leaking into your bloodstream that your body just does not deal with well, then you're going to be increasing inflammation and your body is going to be fighting that particular substance. What we've realized, Alex had a low-grade fever all the time. I mean, he was like a 99 Fahrenheit guy, right? Always felt a little warm to the touch until we got him off gluten. And the moment we got him off gluten, his normal temperature is actually 97.6.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that was his body fighting what his body shouldn't have had in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was talking to a friend of mine recently who has a young lady with Down syndrome, and she was telling me that her daughter's got stomach issues. She's always running a little bit of a fever. And I'm like, you have got to take her off gluten and see if that's what the issue is. Because while it may seem such a little thing, little gluten can't hurt, it's the constant year after year of your body fighting something that increases the inflammation in the body, which we're now realizing is the cause of 80% of disease and chronic illness that we're facing. And our kids with Down syndrome are already at a disadvantage because their immune system is not as on top of it as perhaps somebody that doesn't have Down syndrome.
But for me, this is also just another area that for how individuals with Down syndrome help all of us. Because I hear so many people say, oh, well, I got tested for celiac, except for the fact that very often these tests on testing for celiac, if you are on a gluten-free diet already, you won't test positive for celiac. And actually testing positive is exceptionally difficult. And it's not that gluten is bad for everybody, but it's something that if you eliminate it from your diet and you feel better, like, do you really need to test positive to make a lifestyle change that is going to make you feel better in the long run? Make sense?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult to test for a gluten sensitivity. You can do a few things, and only about 5% of the population will actually test positive for celiac.
Wow.
But certainly in our Down syndrome community, there's talk that we think probably 50% or more of our children with Down syndrome have a gluten sensitivity. And you're right, the best way to tell is get off gluten for 2 months, absolutely no gluten whatsoever, and see if the bowels are working better, their behavior is better, they're feeling better, they're sleeping better. It goes for all of us, not just individuals with Down syndrome. But yes, and you're right, you if you're off of gluten and you feel better, you're not going to want to go back on gluten just to see if you get a positive test on the CDF.
That's right. That's right.
There you go. So how about we start? I want you to delve into, again, this. There's so many different connections in this whole area, but could you share a little bit of the information you have as it relates to Alzheimer's? So if you're out there today and you're listening, like, what on earth does Alzheimer's have to do with gluten and celiac and Down syndrome or any of, you know, how does this all meld together? And why don't you give us a little bit of information on that?
So we know without a doubt that 50% of individuals with Down syndrome will get early onset Alzheimer's, which is why the Alzheimer's group worldwide are really focusing on individuals with Down syndrome to kind of see what the connection is. But we also know that 100% of individuals with Down syndrome will get Alzheimer's, but they may not live long enough to really show those symptoms. So this really is a breaking field at the moment. I actually just listened to a whole presentation last week on the inflammation part that causes Alzheimer's. And they're now beginning to see that 80% of the causes of Alzheimer's can be linked back to inflammation in the body. So we've got a population where we know the immune system is not as functional as others. We know that because of just the extra proteins on the 21st chromosome, that we are more likely in the Down syndrome population to get these amyloid proteins that are part of the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. We know that our individuals with Down syndrome are more likely to get inflammation because of the issues of our immune system. And then we've got facts that many more of our individuals with Down syndrome are very sensitive to gluten. And you just put it all together, and you realize if you want to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's, specifically for our population of individuals with Down syndrome, and gluten is a big piece of creating inflammation in the bodies of our kids, it's a no-brainer to me that we should be looking at what, seriously looking at what impact gluten has, or dairy, or food colorings, mm-hmm. corn, many of these things that cause an inflammatory response in the body is going to be even worse for our kids with Down syndrome or our young adults with Down syndrome because their immune systems function differently.
Wow. I don't even know where to go with that because there's so many questions.
Yeah.
I guess I'm
so passionate about this.
Right. And I'm sitting here and I can feel that passion. Now, does your whole family, are they all gluten-free? Is it a gluten-free household or how do you handle that?
opened a bag of worms.
Uh-oh. I'm just really intrigued because I'm sitting here thinking, man, I think my family should be gluten-free.
So here's the thing, right? So Alex and I are gluten-free. I have had stomach issues all my life, and I kind of use myself as a bellwether for Alex because he can't explain to me what his body is feeling. But I know that if I've had gluten and he's had gluten, I feel bad and I can see his behaviors changing. So him and I are very, very gluten-free. We really limit corn because I've realized over time that corn mm-hmm. really has very many of the same responses in both Alex and I. And dairy also we limit.
Yep.
My daughter has had a lot of anxiety issues and understands that she should probably be gluten-free, but she's not ready to make that decision.
Sure.
My oldest son also, after years of ridiculing me, will say, you know, yes, I know I should probably be gluten-free. I think I'd feel better.
Hmm.
So for those two, I think it's going to be a matter of time, and hopefully they figure it out before they've done too much damage to themselves. My youngest one, I don't think his issue is gluten. I think his issue is dairy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come back to Alex has two genes for celiac disease. So one of them probably came from me and one of them probably came from my husband.
Huh. Fascinating. But
he would fall off. He would fall out of his chair if he thought I was thinking he should go gluten-free.
Yeah, Jim is definitely not a gluten-free guy. Anyway, we will be right back. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything with Suzanne Faber. All right, we'll be right back. Happy Sunday.
Calling all self-advocates, family members, and professionals who are interested in applying for Down Country scholarships. Go to upatdowncountry.com for more information and to obtain a scholarship application. Still have questions? Call 217-617-3568 and Kate Doherty will guide you through the process. Don't delay. This is an amazing opportunity to gain access to national and international conferences to further your knowledge and receive CEUs. Visit upatdowncountry.com today.
Don't miss the Crown and Sash Dash coming up Saturday, November 18th, 9 a.m. at Flower City Park in Palmyra, Missouri. It's a 5K runner walk, $25 per person with 100% of the profits supporting Children's Miracle Network. Registration at 8 a.m. Race begins at 9 a.m. sharp. Four age groups for men and women. Again, it's the Crown and Sash Dash, Saturday, November 18th. That's Flower City Park, Palmyra, Missouri. Just search Crown and Sash Dash for more info and to get registered.
I learn, I speak, I care. Hashtag every child. Down Country, because every child is a gift. Every child can learn, and every child learns differently. Up at downcountry.com. Up at downcountry.com or call 217-617-3568, 217-617-3568, or visit Down Country on Facebook or Twitter. Hashtag every child. Welcome back. It's Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything.
And ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking with Suzanne Faber, who has a master's degree in public health and a certified nutritionist. But more than that, she's got real life experience because she and her son are both gluten-free. And she has a husband who will not be gluten-free. But she also has two other children who are living and experiencing this. But I want to make sure you get this number in case you are interested in calling Suzanne and asking her more questions, whether it's due to celiac, Alzheimer's, just basic dietary nutrition. But her number is 719-963-9624. Again, Suzanne's number is 719-963-9624. Or you can email her at EnglishSilverLady@yahoo.com. Again, that's EnglishSilverLady@yahoo.com. And so, Suzanne, this has been great. Keely?
No, it's fascinating because, as I said on our break, I'm going to call you because there's so many things that I hear you saying that pertain to my kiddos and myself and my husband. And I'm like, this is something that as a society, we need to be taking a look at what things we're putting in our body and how they're affecting us, not only right now, but long term. And so going into that nutrition piece, do you want to comment a little bit about that?
Well, I think it's very interesting because, as I say, I got into this in 2007 and 2010 in particular, and that's 7 years ago, and I was really considered a bit of a pariah back then because people thought I was just nuts, and I was going on about high fructose corn syrup and trans fats, and I feel very blessed now that discussions about high fructose corn syrup are much more mainstream. The fact that we're talking about non-GMO food and how that is better for the body, all of these things, it really is how we feel is a direct correlation in many ways to what we put in our body. We know that we need 10 to 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every single day for our cells to function at optimal levels, for our mitochondria to keep being healthy, and to keep all the processes firing in the bodies. It's really, really hard to eat all the time the way that we should. But it doesn't mean we just give up and give in and don't do any of it. We just baby steps. Let's say we add a couple more fruits or a couple more veg to our diet every day, then at least we're taking a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
Moving. We need to move more. We need to drink more water. We need to sleep properly. We know these things, but it is very hard to do them. But rather than getting overwhelmed, which is what many of us do, if we can take a step back and say, okay, I'm just going to do one little change.
You and Keely must be sisters.
have my child get a bit more fresh air. I'm going to make sure they have a sleep study to make sure that they're sleeping okay. All of these things are very impactful to the overall health of all of us, but particularly our kids with Down syndrome. And if they're having any, and as Keely said, her daughter has allergies, anything that your child is suffering from that is maybe not as typical, that's when you got to sit down and say, okay, what really is going on in the body?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we already know there are dietary triggers for ADHD and so many other different issues. But
absolutely.
I don't believe this. Suzanne, we're going to have you back.
And very soon.
And I'm actually going to have Keely map out. I can already see she's diagramming her head a plethora of questions to hit you with for the next time. But otherwise, thank you so much for being on there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Have a Blessed Sunday. This is Hashtag Everyone talking about Hashtag Everything. We'll see you next Sunday. Every day, don't you know?